Hi everybody, this is Asim from You Podcast. We had the opportunity to speak with Lee from RDB, Rhythm Dol Bhangra, probably the biggest Bhangra band at the moment. And they were promoting their collaboration with the guys from Spising or Breakaway and their massive hit Shera Di Kom, which we've done a Q&A session with Russell Peters a bit earlier. But we had a chance to speak with RDB, and honestly, I'm not a huge fan of Bhangra, but I really enjoyed speaking with these guys and just kind of what Bhangra means, how they've kind of become so big, the kind of collaborations they're working on, and just their general ideas about music and Bhangra and everything like that. So I hope you enjoy the interview. Leave us a review on iTunes if you can. Drop us an email on youpodcasting@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter.
Hello, Austin.
Hi, Kuli.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Traveling in a car somewhere.
I can hear that. You're living the pop star's dream, I guess, right?
Well, I'm stuck in the back of a car. If that's what pop stars do, then I'd rather be sitting at home with a cup of tea, to be honest.
Well, thanks for joining us on You Podcast.
No problem.
So you're really busy promoting Speedy Sync.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're pushing right now. That's the latest project, yeah.
Okay, so how did you, could you give me some backstory? How did you get involved with Speedy Sync? How did they approach you?
Sure, yeah. My brother Manj lives in Canada. He has been for the best part of 10 years now, when he got married to Mindy Cole. The producers of the film are good friends of Manj and Mindy, and it's actually the producers and their son, Vinay, who basically approached Manj and asked him to make some musical track or something, some kind of the main track for their film. He then offered them a song that we'd already done called Shera Di Kom without Ludacris.
Right.
And they were very happy with that. They were like, yo, this is perfect, this is exactly what we need. Let's take this and let's use it for the film.
Okay.
And then when we realized that, you know, it's a proper crossover film and the reach of the film is beyond just a normal Bollywood film, it's a Indo-Canadian film, mainly in English. We suggested to the producers that, look, you know, we did it with Singh is King, we brought Snoop in, and it really did increase their reach of the film, and made a completely different soundtrack to anything that's ever been heard before. Let's do that again with this, and let's get another collaboration. So we picked some names, and Ludacris was the guy who everybody decided that you know, that's perfect. Because he's, you know, he's very good at collaborations, and you know, he's the number one of the game. So that's how we got involved.
Okay, so it was basically Vinay and Ajay Virmani that contacted you. I would think it was Akshay, because you have a rapport with him. I think you guys have worked on 5 different tracks with him already.
Yeah. Akshay's a really good friend of ours. He's also a very good friend of Ajay's. So it was actually who introduced him to Ajay back in the day. And then when Ajay kind of came forward with the track, and we made it for him, he kind of played it back to Akshay, and Akshay was like, "No, obviously these guys do really good stuff. So yeah, let's confirm this song and let's do it." Because he's also a producer of the film.
Right. So I mean, how did you guys initially get in touch with Akshay? Because it's been, I think, from Namaste London and Rafta Rafta, you've been working together, right?
Yeah. It was a very strange coincidence. He's actually quite an avid fan of our music. He has been for a while. He knew a person, a mutual friend of ours.
Yeah.
And when he was mentioning to him that, you know, I like RDB music, blah, 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 our mutual friend put us in touch together. He literally just called Manj and said, hi, up here from Bollywood,
wow.
From Bombay. And Manj just basically went, yes, whatever, yeah. Shahrukh Khan called me yesterday, you know. So it was based on that kind of first conversation, and then we met them in we met Akshay down in London on the London site.
Right.
And then he basically played me a load of songs, and I was like, well, actually most of those are ours. So he's like, you know what, okay, let's do this. I want you to fly to Bombay. I'll pay for everything. Let's go and meet you up with. the music producer of the film. Oh, I went to London, I want you guys to do a song for me. So we did the Mr. London, we did the Rupa Rupa. It was a huge success. And then after that, we just progressed and our relationship been built on that love.
Right. I think there's a big discussion going on in the background, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of other interviews and stuff happening and stuff as well. That's fine.
No worries. But, I mean, these last few years have been massive for you. I mean, I think for you're probably the biggest Bhangra band there is at the moment, right?
I think, yeah. We've been blessed by having these amazing fans who always support us in what we do. It's kind of crazy, actually, because personally speaking, the Shiran Dikom song, I would never have thought it'd be such a big hit as it is in India, you know, with rock guitars and Punjabi lyrics and English lyrics. It's not something that I would have coined as a very typical number one masala track.
Yeah.
But our fans have literally taken it and embraced it in such a way where they forced radio stations and TV stations to add it to their top five songs. So it's amazing, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's great to hear. And how do you approach these Bollywood tracks? Are they different from the normal music that you make? Because
we have to make it in a slightly different way. We have to look at the complete international audience, because you know we can't just make songs in Punjabi anymore, because you know Punjabi is a very small language when it comes to you know all of India. You know the main language spoken, of course, is Hindi. And when you look at zoom out even more to the wider picture of you know the world, or even all of Southeast Asia, North America, and Europe, you know you're looking at so many Indian expats who have basically moved out of India, and none of them really speak Punjabi anymore, or they don't speak just Hindi, they speak Hindi and Urdu, or there's a mix of everything. So, you know, yeah, we do have to approach it in a slightly different way, with the music being aimed at a more of an international audience, as opposed to just, you know, kind of hit focal Punjabi, which is what we originally started with.
Right. And so do you then collaborate with the music directors that do the rest of the soundtrack, or is it just that you come in for one track, you've spoken with the producers, and that's it?
Yeah, we normally just come in and do our song as a separate entity, and we come in and do the feature song due to either the producer or the actors or Akshay or whoever. They've basically agreed with us, put a contract in place to say that we will do the feature song, and then the rest of the songs are done by the other producers.
Okay, so don't they get pissed off that you're kind of coming over, you're getting the big item number, you're getting the big production values? I mean, it must kind of hurt Himesh Rishimi and stuff like that, no?
They do feel a little bit annoyed, yeah, because first of all, they've had the contract to do the film,
yeah,
and then they realize that the main song is not going to be done by them, but... Yeah. To be honest, they can't do the songs that we do. It's a completely different style of song.
Yeah.
So, you know, they do get a little bit annoyed, but at the end of the day, they still recognize that, you know, it makes them work harder to make their songs better, to try to outshine us. So
yeah.
Everybody gets a win-win. It pushes the level of the quality of the album up, which is what the producers are looking for.
So, it's very interesting what you say, because Bhangra originated like in Punjab area of India and Pakistan,
yeah,
but you guys have really taken it further and it's become like a beast, you know, it's evolved in something new.
Absolutely. Well, you see, we believe that Bhangra shouldn't be just one thing. It shouldn't be just folkal, traditional Bhangra music. You know, there's a complete massive different variety of genres that fit into Bhangra music. When we first started doing it, we were doing garage Bhangra, you know, with Putsar Varade and Sony Nisoni and Lal Kadra, and all these songs were completely different to the other normal Bhangra songs that everybody else was doing with Dol and Dolki. But then we've done traditional folk songs as well, like, you know, CD and Giovanni. So you shouldn't stick to just one type of Bhangra song. So that's why, you know, we've really tried to take a different stance on it and not do just one type of Bhangra song, and try to push Bhangra into a totally different style of music, into an international sound, which is what we're pushing to do.
And, I mean, that's the cool thing also about Bhangra, the way you do it. I feel it's a proper UK genre more than any other music. This is kind of got created in the UK, and now it's really gone international, right?
Yeah, I mean, we do try to make it, you know, the biggest international kind of sound to kind of cross over as much as possible. That's our key.
So now that you've gone global, I mean, do you see differences in people or audiences, how they react to your tracks differently, probably in the US or India, for example?
Yes, absolutely. Huge differences. The UK industry, the problem with the UK is, and I say it's a problem, is they're very, very spoiled.
Yeah.
Everybody here is used to seeing all these huge artists all performing on one show, and they have their own very blasé reactions to new releases, because it's been done, everybody's here, everybody's doing it, it's them all things. Where you go to America, it's still brand new there, you know, so they have a lot more appreciation for it, because it's a totally different to the stuff that's getting produced in America. Whereas in India, it's completely fresh, because it's different to the standard Bollywood large orchestras and, you know, live 30-piece musicians and strings and all that kind of, it's totally different to that kind of style of music. So this here is a fresh NRI music. So it's you know, every single area sees it as a completely different reaction from everyone, which is ideal.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I mean, how do you then kind of work with people like Snoop Dogg and Ludacris? Because I imagine they don't know much about Bhangra. They maybe heard one track, maybe the Punjabi MC track.
Well, the thing is, these guys, to a lesser extent, all of the mainstream artists in America and even the UK have got their own markets, and some of them have done really, really well and basically conquered the entire market. For example, like Snoop and Ludacris, and you know, Sean Paul and T-Pain, and all these different guys, they've conquered their market, and now they're looking to break into newer markets, and. With, you know, it's all about getting paid, to make more money and to do more shows and then to be more successful. So the whole Bollywood market is basically, it's like breaking into the Chinese market if you're a businessman.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the ultimate goal to break into another market where you can increase your revenues at a different time of year, so you can be doing shows in Asia during the cold season in the West, and then doing shows in the West when it's cold season in Asia. So they're all very interested in trying to break into this huge, huge Bollywood market. So it's very easy to persuade them, because you literally go there with the statistics and you say, look, you know, Bollywood makes almost over 1,000 films a year, compared to, I think, 200 or 300, which Hollywood makes. The potential in shows, potential in income, potential in any kind of tours or that kind of thing is huge in Southeast Asia, not just in India, but India, Dubai, Pakistan, you know, everywhere from Beirut all the way down to Singapore. They all love Bollywood music, and they all listen to big, huge Bollywood fans. And so if you can get, for example, Justin Timberlake on a big Bollywood song, he will instantly double his audience.
Yeah.
And potentially he can make a lot more money by touring in countries that he would never have been able to tour before. So this is the key for them. It's more of a business venture for them. At the same time, you know, they get another feather in their hat to say, yeah, we've done this industry as well. You know, it's like when Snoop was working with country western stars, you know, everybody thought, well, what's he doing that for? But in the country western world, people were like, this guy Snoop is amazing.
Yeah.
He's just broken into a completely different market. It just shows the versatility of the artist, and that's, we're very interested in doing that and bringing more of those mainstream, I call them mainstream artists, and get them to break into the Bollywood sector. That's the future now.
So do you think you get, like, the best out of these artists? I mean, you know, Snoop, he's been rhyming for 20 years now, you know what I mean? But and I have to be honest, like, Sing is King, it was a very big track, but maybe lyrically it wasn't Snoop's best track in a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, we've got to understand, it's like if we have to go and do something in a different culture, in a different city, in a different country, you'd still be a little bit conservative in terms of what I should do. I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to do anything that makes me sound silly. You know, you have to be very careful when you try to involve yourself in a different culture.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a learning curve. It's a straight learning curve. But I mean, firstly, on a personal level, I think that Ludacris's rhyme was incredible.
Yeah.
Much, much better than what Snoop did. But then again, Snoop had his own little style. So
I agree,
who knows, maybe in Snoop's next album, in his next Bollywood collaboration, he'll do a better job.
So, I mean, it's very interesting, this hip-hop collaboration that you guys are working on more and more. But what I kind of feel is this hip-hop culture is seeping into Bhangra. And it's kind of, every video is turning into a bling-bling club kind of video.
Unfortunately, it has been for a while now. This is not something new. This is something that's been happening for about 10 years. But, you know, we're now trying to do... We've always tried to do pioneering things. We're all trying to do different new stuff. Like two of our videos are now electronic, web film, and very Black Eyed Peas. One of our videos is, you know, very... it's very, to coin a word, it's very unique in terms of the style. So the video doesn't have to really ideally match into the genre. But I do agree with you, there are a lot of hip-hop bling type videos happening now, which is, it's always going to be the case. You get a winning formula and then everybody kind of jumps onto the bandwagon and copies it.
Yeah, I just find it very interesting because I'm a hip-hop head. I mean, and one of the main tenets of hip-hop is keeping it real, you know? And it's just goes counter to keeping it real. And I feel that that whole point of hip-hop has completely been lost, you know?
Well, I mean, saying that, you know, you get real hip-hop artists who are keeping it real, like, you know, Nas and all these guys, where you've got the other guys who are all about the bling.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like, it's similar to that. It's similar to that. You know, like how T-Pain and Lil Jon are all about, you know, the bling, the super bling, and Puff Daddy's all about the cars. And, you know, so it's that same kind of thinking that's applied to the UK guys.
So how about Bhangra being like a breakthrough for international audiences? I mean, we had a period with Punjabi MC where that song was just so big. Do you think that moment has passed? Do you think we'll get there? Or where are we? Where do you see Bhangra as for international audiences?
Well, I think we'll get there again, but it'll be in a different style. The fact that song was so well made and it was, you know, the sample was so good, it just literally takes one good, great song for people to latch onto, and they can easily cross over because the distribution network is there now. Because the distribution networks are there, they've never been there before, but now it's everywhere. You know, you can easily, somebody in Timbuktu can get a Bhangra song from iTunes now.
So do you think it's a good time to be a musician with all piracy and downloading and stuff like that? I mean, you guys are doing amazingly, but there is,
well, to be honest, there's never a good time to be a musician because it never pays as well as being a doctor or an architect. But I mean, the problem with piracy, well, our stance has always been, you know, obviously no piracy, don't buy piracy matches on our albums to reflect that. But the thing is, you have to move with the times, you have to move with the technology. So, you know, artists are not understanding that, you know, the technology is never going to go away now. The technology is only, if anything, going to get better. And there's going to be more connectivity. And before, where the control was with the record labels, now the control is in the consumer's hands. So they have a lot more power to control what they like, what they don't like, what they will buy and what they will download for free. The key now is for artists like ourselves to offer a better product than the next artist, you know, something that's more value for money, and perhaps, you know, not just CDs or MP3s, but maybe MP3 CDs with merchandise and DVDs and, you know, clothing and, you know, as a package. So people will then go and buy the package. As opposed to just downloading the song.
Yeah, and I think it's very interesting because India, Pakistan, and Dubai, these have always been very pirated countries. I mean, there's a lot of piracy going on there.
Well, we've never released a single CD in Pakistan, and yet when we go there, there's shows, you know, 25, 30, 40,000 people turn up.
Man.
So, you know, these songs are known in Pakistan all over, and we have probably the largest fan base in the world there, and yet we've never released an official song there ever. So yeah, piracy is always going to be a major problem, but we should always see it. I mean, personally, I see it also as a good thing. It allows new artists who are not very good to be filtered out and current artists to work harder to make sure that their work is good enough for people to actually go and buy their work.
Yeah, and especially cool with trailblazers like you that kind of like set the tone for the rest of the artists to kind of take it forward from there.
Well, I mean, everybody has to do it. It's just work. We see it as work. It's something that we love to do, and if we get people buying and supporting us, that's even better.
Okay. Two more questions. What's next? What are you doing? You're going to tour now, do some more international collaborations, some more Bollywood work coming?
There's a variety of things. First and foremost, there's the worldwide album that we've been working on for the best part of 4 years. We've just released three singles from it, Rati Neem, Sachi Girl, and Akhiyan. That is slowly going to... We're going to release a couple more singles, a couple more videos, and then we're going to release the album. So that's first and foremost. Also, other artists on our label, Mindy Kaur, Parishe, and a couple of new guys as well, we're going to be releasing their albums with singles and albums and videos. And of course, yeah, still doing Bollywood. We're doing three songs now, three films now. We're going to continue to keep on crossing the Bollywood and the Hollywood together.
Yeah, and any international collabs?
Yeah, absolutely, but nothing I can say.
Nothing? Oh, it's under wraps, okay.
It's all uncontracted yet.
Okay, cool. So, final question. I mean, if there was any old-school Bollywood song that you could kind of remix or do yourself, which one would that be?
For me, personally, it would be the one that Basanti sings when she's
Thanks so much for your time. I hope that the album is a big success, and I hope you guys keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Take care. Bye bye now.
Never come down. Always stay focused, superstar bound. Always was the dopest, never got weak. Head to the sky, but my ear to the street. Foot on the gas, hands on the wheel. Cat on my lap, cause I'm going for the kill. Drink for the nerves, smoke for the stress. But death to the haters in the hell.
The Vazi.